We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum Fashion and Clothing Stores in the Manhattan area in the 1990s. We're going to go up to next. Dave, I see you have a comment, though.
Yeah, another thing, we were talking about shoes, and one of the oldest legacies in Manhattan is a shoe store in Aggieville, Olson's. They've been around forever.
Yes. Yes, and in fact, I think that's the longest running business in Manhattan, because that business has its beginnings in the 1870s.
Wow.
So that's a very long time.
That precedes the entirety of Aggieville. That precedes the entirety of Aggieville, Cheryl.
Yes. They did not start in Aggieville.
Right, I understand that. Yeah.
They were downtown. But it's a continuation of that business. So I think they can genuinely trace their roots back to the 1870s.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Well, we get into the 1990s, and this is a decade I know a lot more about because I was 5 when it started and I was 14 when it ended. And so I remember a lot of the fashion here, and maybe what were some of the stores that we had? A lot of them looks like were in the mall at that point.
Yes, by 1990, 1991, you get into those stores in the mall. Downtown, you had Cheers Fashion at 515 North 3rd. And I think that was women, but I'm not sure if it was next to new. I couldn't quite remember that very well. The Garment District was at 323 Points, and of course, that's where the Woodward's Kohl's building is. Georgia was at 110 South 4th, and then the Fashion Company was at 427 East Point, so it was out east. Then in the town center, you had Fashion Company, Elegance Dress Shop, Fashion Bug Plus, JW Town Center, Lane Bryant Town Center, Lerner New York store, The Limited, Maurice's, The Merry-Go-Round, Seifert's and Seifert's Plus, and Vanity, and Accessories on the Park. Then in Aggieville for women, you had The Loft at 1207 Morrow. Patricia's Undercover was in Aggieville at 1224 Morrow. Woody's Lady Shop, Casual Encounter at 1208 Morrow. The Clothes Tree was in West Loop, and Extra Hanger was in West Loop, and the Fashion Shop and Beauty Salon was in West Loop. So you had a lot of variety in women's stores in West Loop, Aggieville, and downtown and in the town center. Menswear, Bork Brothers was in West Loop. KG Men's Store was in the town center. JW Men's Apparel was at town center. And Lowman's was at 1215 Morrow. Men and women, we had Brentwood for men and women at 700 Manhattan Avenue. The Buckle was in Town Center. Ups and Downs was in Town Center. And Stevenson's Clothing Company was at 1342 West Loop. We had a children and infants store. Again, Judy's was still downtown at 405 Points. And department stores, we had Alco, Discount Store at 3007 Anderson, Kmart on East Points, Walmart on Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and then JCPenney was in the town center, Dillard's in the town center, and Sears and Roebuck was in the town center. Other sorts of stores, Lee's Western Wear was on Highway 24. Memory Lane Square Dance Attire was at 3813 Rocky Ford Avenue, which I think was a kind of a private business providing the square dance clothes that ladies and men wear. SBRJ Western Clothes at 317 B Points. And then in Aggieville, you had Aggie Ski and Sport, Ballard Sporting Goods, Guys and Pennington Clothing Store at 611 North 11th. And the Pathfinder was in Aggieville at 1111 Morrow. And then there was Spellbinders Interiors, which was at 3230 Kimball Avenue, but it was listed under the clothing stores in the telephone book. So I'm not exactly sure what that was. So we had a real variety of clothing places in the 1990s. In the 1990s, that grunge look was popular, with the skateboard look, with ripped jeans, flannel shirts, beanies, Chuck Taylor shoes, colored jeans. Women wore colored tights and crop tops. They wore lots of chokers and hoop earrings and scrunchies in their hair. So lots of things, that some of which you still see today. The Chuck Taylors in the anyway.
Yeah, and the flannel's a real big thing. That was a big part of the grunge movement as well. And I still wear flannel myself. I like it.
I still wear flannel shirts. That may be my being unfashionable, but I like flannel shirts.
Flannel's nice, yep. It was nice and warm.
So, do you remember having those skateboard clothes and those sorts of things as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I remember shoes especially. So, like, Airwalks were really popular, and Converse. Vans was another. Yeah, Vans is a real popular one. And of course, if you had the shoes, you had to have the matching shirt, you know, to go. A lot of companies back then wanted to have their brand name displayed everywhere. So I remember people wearing Nike shirts, Tommy Hilfiger, Old Navy.
You know, another thing that we haven't really touched base on is, you know, really, I think it began in the 70s, probably with Ballard's, you know, all the K-State stores. Yes. A lot of places offering, you know, K-State attire. And, of course, you know, that kind of led to the beginning of GTM, now Hanes or whatever they have over here.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of companies that got started doing a number of things with screen printing and doing a lot of other things like Endzone. And, you know, that's been a big factor in attire as well.
Yes.
That helped, you know, establish Barney's and the K-State Union store with this K-State Superstore. Lots of stuff. Cheryl, this was fun. But we're out of time.
That T-shirt was a staple of life and continues to be today. And I think of the K-State thing, boom, K-State apparel really coming with Bill Snyder.
Absolutely. The Power Cat changed it all.
I was absolutely amazed thinking back at what you saw after he got here and what came before, because you didn't see K-State when they weren't winning a single game in the Big Eight. You didn't see a whole lot of K-State apparel.
Cheryl Collins, our guest on KMAN's In Focus this morning. That was delightful.